Okay, so the last concept I want to talk about in this episode is doublethink. This term, of course, as many of you probably already know, is one of the many, many terms that first came into the English language in the mid-20th century thanks to the most well-known and influential dystopia of all, that of course being George Orwell's 1984. And since we're living in a fucking dystopia right now in early 21st century America, and throughout much of the world, in fact in some places it's even worse, Australia, I'm looking at you. It's very appropriate, then, to be referring to 1984. And honestly, I could probably do 13 concepts and theories just from the book 1984 that we can see on high display around us every day, and especially for the last, you know, year to 2 years. But for variety's sake, I'll just throw in this one. Seriously, though, you need to read 1984 if you haven't already done so, and if it's been a long time since the last time you read it, you might want to go read it again. And for that matter, same goes for my other two favorite dystopias, Brave New World by Aldous Huxley and This Perfect Day by Ira Levin. Because I think all three of these classic 20th century dystopias have a really alarming amount of relevance to the US and much of the world at the moment. So if you don't know, in 1984, one of the things that the party that rules over this giant supernation called Oceania is a concept called Newspeak. They figured out that by manipulating people's language, you can control their beliefs and thoughts. And Newspeak is an attempt to reconfigure the English language to make certain types of thoughts simply unthinkable. Because if you don't have words to express certain concepts, then you can't really think about those concepts. And among other things, it's reducing the human vocabulary. And it's introducing new words, sometimes words that are, you know, multiple words squished together. But these new words are always in the service of the party's ideological goals. So doublethink is a newspeak term that means when you simultaneously believe two contradictory things at once, and you have no sense that this is wrong or that there's a problem. You're just completely oblivious and happy to believe two things that are completely in contradiction to each other. Doublethink has become one of the most well-known 1984 newspeak terms and concepts. And as evidence of this, if you type it in a modern word processor, it's not going to get flagged as a misspelled word. In fact, doublethink is even in the real dictionary. If you go look at, you know, dictionary.com or something like that. And doublethink even has its own Wikipedia page. So here's a little bit from the Wikipedia page for doublethink. Quote, doublethink is a process of indoctrination whereby the subject is expected to simultaneously accept two mutually contradictory beliefs as correct, often in contravention to one's own memories or sense of reality. George Orwell coined the term doublethink as part of the fictional language Newspeak in his 1949 dystopian novel, 1984. The novel explicitly shows people learning to doublethink and Newspeak due to peer pressure and a desire to quote-unquote fit in or gain status within the party, end quote. Gee, what does that sound like? A huge amount of indoctrination is being done through horizontal enforcement and through carrots in addition to sticks. Back to the Wikipedia entry. Quote, to be seen as a loyal party member in the novel, for someone to even recognize, let alone mention, any contradiction within the context of the party line is akin to blasphemy and could subject that person to disciplinary action and the instant social disapproval of fellow party members, end quote. You have to voice your support for beliefs that inherently don't make sense and that contradict your basic experience and understanding of reality, aside from, you know, the idea that if you're simultaneously believing two things that inherently contradict each other, you're basically giving up entirely on anything even resembling logic. So here's just a little bit from the actual novel 1984, in which the concept is fleshed out a bit more. So George Orwell writes, quote, "To know and not to know. To be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies. To hold simultaneously two opinions which canceled out. Knowing them to be contradictory and believing in both of them. To use logic against logic. To repudiate morality while laying claim to it. To believe that democracy was impossible and that the party was the guardian of democracy. To forget whatever it was necessary to forget. Then to draw it back into memory again at the moment when it was needed, and then promptly to forget it again. And above all, to apply the same process to the process itself. That was the ultimate subtlety. Consciously to induce unconsciousness, and then once again to become unconscious of the act of hypnosis you had just performed. Even to understand the word, doublethink, involved the use of doublethink." End quote. Now, a reasonably intelligent, mostly mentally healthy, non-indoctrinated, rational, critical, independent thinking person would, of course, be very bothered by the feeling of what psychologists call cognitive dissonance. And such a person would probably feel compelled to try to figure out which, if either, of their two contradictory beliefs is actually true. But to be a good doublethinker, it's all about being well-trained. It's about training yourself to not feel or notice cognitive dissonance, to not have that little twinge of, wait a minute, these two things contradict each other. They can't both be true simultaneously. That's how you prove you're a good person. That's how you prove you're a good citizen and a loyal, obedient member of the party. And in our world, if you're a proper little pawn of what we might call the establishment or the cathedral in the US, if you want to be a good, proper, loyal little pawn, then you're going to need a hell of a lot of doublethink to believe all of the contradictory things that you're supposed to say and believe in order to signal your virtue. So here are just a few examples of doublethink that come to my mind from the last, you know, year to 2 years. The 2016 US presidential election was easily hacked and rigged by Vladimir Putin with a relatively small investment of money and resources. Super easy, barely an inconvenience. Also, the 2020 US presidential election was the most airtight, fraud-free election ever in human history, and if you raise even the slightest doubt about that, you are stupid, crazy, and evil. If you get the COVID vaccine, you can still contract and spread the virus, so you still ought to wear a mask and socially distance, etc. Also, the continued existence and spread of COVID-19 is entirely 100% the fault of the unvaccinated, because if they just got the damn vaccine, then no one would be spreading the virus anymore. It's really, really racist to ask a black person to show a valid ID in order to vote in an election. Also, it's not racist at all to ask a black person to show a COVID vaccination passport in order to go to the store. Left-wing violence is speech. Also, right-wing speech is violence. It's perfectly acceptable and even virtuous to covet the money and wealth of others. Also, it's selfish and evil to want to keep your own money and wealth. Police officers are all a bunch of white supremacist thugs who routinely go around killing black people for kicks. Also, they're the only people in society who should have access to effective modern firearms. Or how about this one? There is no inflation happening. Also, inflation is happening, but it's just because evil private businesses are randomly jacking their prices up all of a sudden, and not because the government and central bank have created insane amounts of new money over the past 2 years. Because, of course, as every proper NPC knows, drastically increasing the money supply has absolutely no bearing on prices. Also, inflation, which isn't happening, and is the fault of greedy, evil private businessmen, is actually good for you, the regular person, and you're a white supremacist domestic terrorist if you don't agree with this. So maybe this one is a case of triple think. You're supposed to believe simultaneously. Inflation isn't happening. Also, it is, but you should blame businesses instead of those who actually control the money supply for causing it. Also, it's not even really bad, and you're bad if you think it is. Anyway, I'm sure you and I could both come up with at least a few dozen more of these doublethink examples. Because basically, in order to be a loyal pawn of the establishment of the cathedral, you have to believe a whole bunch of things that contradict the other stuff you have to believe. You have to be willing and able to espouse